سلام 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 سلام
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Deen Show. You know what we're about, trying to help you understand Islam and Muslims. And alhamdulillah that we have come this far, bringing you a new show every week. We'd like to thank everybody that has been supporting us. Continue telling your friends and your family about the show so we can continue to grow, inshallah, God willing. It's always great when somebody accepts Islam, when they have recognized who their Creator is, that He's unique, that He's nothing like His creation, that He's absolutely one. It's a beautiful moment. And last week, we got to witness that with Chris. And we make dua for Chris, that God Almighty keeps him steadfast and makes it easy for him. Today, we have another brother who accepted Islam, and we're going to meet him. We're going to check in with him, see where he's at, and then we'll come right back so you can hear his story on why this gentleman chose Islam as his way of life. We'll be right back on the Deen Show.
Hey guys, I'm going to finish my training, do my prayer, and get back with you with the Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Peace be unto you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Some brother. Nice moves over there. You're throwing this guy around like nothing, huh? How long you been training martial arts?
Going on about 2 years now.
Wow. You enjoying yourself, huh?
Oh, it's great. Great workout, great environment. I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, we brought you on the show not to talk about martial arts and how tough you are, but we want to talk about how you bumped into Islam. Can I say that? Islam find you. You found Islam. How did this happen? Talk to us. Tell us about this journey that you took, and now that you're Muslim.
Yes, I thank God for being Muslim. I've been a Muslim about 11 years now.
What does that mean, real quick? Just so you know, some people tuning on for the first time said Muslim. Oh man, they're gonna think you're a terrorist or something. What does that mean when you say Muslim?
Muslim is one who consciously acknowledges God and consciously wants to follow God's laws in their life and submit to God, meaning through their word and deed, every day of their life. Through every aspect of life, not just prayer or giving charity, but interactions with people and different things.
Yes, yeah, so you're not a terrorist, are you?
No, why would I be a terrorist?
Okay, good, just to clear that up, because a Muslim can't be a terrorist. These are two oxymorons, right?
Of course.
Exactly, okay, so we got that out of the way now. So go ahead, tell us how you bumped into Islam. Tell us real briefly how this came about.
Basically, I was a teenager. Trying to look for some purpose in my life, trying to look for various things that I can do with my life. And I had a friend of mine in the school who was fasting, and I was curious about it because he wasn't eating or drinking. So I thought this was very strange. Why is he not doing this? So he told me a little bit about it, and I was still very hesitant, very timid, very uneducated about Islam. But so he referred me to other people, got some knowledge, information about it, started learning about their rites and rituals and different practices they do. And it caught my eye. Something I felt was rational, I felt was practical to my life, would help me, would benefit me. And I jumped into it. And I feel great about it. And I feel at peace. I feel like I know who God truly is. He's not a he or she. Just praying to the one sole creator. And it's something that I am grateful for. And I feel thankful for every day of my life.
Okay, let's back up, because what led you to becoming a Muslim? What were you before you accepted Islam? What were you born as?
I was born as a Christian, born as a Protestant Christian, baptized through the church, through the name, you know, ideally the Savior of Christ. After a while, I started going to Catholic Church, started confessing my sins, doing communion, different paths, rites and rituals of Catholicism. So I was born as a Christian. Not really practicing, not really adhering to the Bible.
Why weren't you adhering to the Bible?
I felt the time that there was prayer. There was giving to people who needed. There were certain basic things as far as believing in Jesus as Lord.
You believe that Jesus was your God? Was God?
I did, somewhat yes and somewhat no. At the time, I felt that there was a God, there was a Creator, but I did not feel I had to go through, you could say, a third person as far as praying through the intercessor of Jesus.
That didn't make sense to you?
No.
Okay.
It didn't. And at the same time, I did acknowledge Jesus and respect Him as far as the many things that He's done, which are in the Bible that coincided with the Quran. Finding out later was a surprise to me. So being a Christian at the time was not really staunch in it, you can say. But at the same time, I did believe in the Creator, and I believe in basic morals that I should try to follow in my life.
Okay, so you were born Christian. You started, you were somewhat practicing, not practicing, but some things didn't make sense, like Jesus being God.
Correct.
Okay, that's good, because as Muslims, we believe that Jesus was one of the mightiest messengers of God. You cannot be a Muslim unless you believe in Jesus. So this is something shocking when many Christians hear this. They hear like, what? They believe in Jesus? You know, they respect Him, they love Him, and, you know, a Christian should be Christ-like, right? So did you feel you were Christ-like at all?
I felt just particularly Christ-like on Sundays.
On Sundays?
Yeah, just Sundays. It wasn't like everyday thing for me. I guess some people would say that's a personal choice. You could, you know, follow that every day. But I felt at the time, too, I guess how was it benefiting me as far as me trying to delve into the Bible and read it and absorb and implement what I read from the Bible. But at the same time, I just could not accept the fact of praying through Jesus, because Jesus in the Bible, I found out, He never said to pray directly to Him, to pray just to the Father in heaven.
So tell me now, do you feel more like you're following Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, more now that you're a Muslim than when you were a Christian?
Almost definitely. Most
Give
definitely.
Some examples.
Some examples, when I was reading, you know, in the Bible, Jesus said pray unceasingly, meaning a parable or analogy, meaning praying constantly. It was just a Sunday prayer. It was just a prayer when times of despair, when times where things were hard or not going your way, or you had a lot of stress, a lot of problems. It's praying all the time, acknowledging God and thinking about God. And that's something which I felt more Islam coincided with me doing. I think another example, too, as far as not eating pork, Jesus never told His followers or the disciples to eat pork, which Muslims do not also eat pork as well. And also turn your cheek, love thy neighbor. Just some basic things which I felt I needed to wholeheartedly follow and not just give lip service to. And Islam showed the more rational and more practical way of doing that.
Jesus, many people get surprised when I tell them Jesus was doing Islam, because Islam means submission, surrender in peace to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And that's what He did His whole life. He called people to be a servant of God. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed to God. That's in the Bible. You came across that, huh?
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting point. I did come across that, but not till afterwards.
Yeah.
Like I was mentioning, I was a Christian, born as Christian, but not. I didn't research specifically ways of prayer, you could say. I knew you had to pray to, at the time, Jesus. But at the same time, I felt that how could I pray to Jesus if He Himself in the Bible prayed to the Father in heaven? For example, in the New Testament, in the Garden of Gethsemane, He says, my Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? In the Bible, it mentions Jesus falling on His face and praying. When I found out afterwards, being a Muslim, when I did more research in the Bible, which Islam, you know, encourages us to have an understanding of other religions, I was shocked, because I was never praying like that, and no one ever told me to pray like that. So it was something that praying to Jesus, I felt that I, as a thinking person, should not do. That I should pray solely to the Father in heaven, which is the Creator, which we call God. That's Allah.
That makes sense. And I'm going to tell some people right now, something else is going to kind of be shocking to them. If I tell them right now that Jesus actually was Muslim, many people freak out right now and say, what, come on, man. Look, but how is that? Jesus was a Muslim. Jesus, what did He do? And all the messages of God. They submitted, they surrendered, not to anyone created, but to the creator of the heavens and earth. And that's what Muslim means. Muslim is one who submits to the will of God, right?
Of course.
So now, we learned a couple things with our brother Rob, who accepted Islam, is that Muslims love Jesus. We respect them. No Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus, all right? So with that said, I hope you guys benefited just from half of this. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and ask you a few more questions here on the Deen Show, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. We'll see you in a few. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome back to the Deen Show. I hope you guys are paying attention here today. We have Rob. Rob, thank you again for being on the Deen Show.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
Okay. We're not done yet. We want to ask you a few more questions. Rob, so now you accepted Islam. You decided that this was a way of life from the originator, the creator, the sustainer of the universe, God Yes. Almighty. So now, how is this Islam, submission, surrender to God, how has this benefited you in your life, and how do you feel it can benefit others?
Well, basically, Islam has benefited me. I feel more at peace, and I feel a person with more responsibility. Being responsible, being a person of responsibility towards myself, as far as trying to stay on the right path, being a person of my family, to help and support my family, social environment, to help the environment. And also Islam has benefited me is that I'm a person of, positive will now. My will is more positive, and I feel that I can really benefit people and help people. And
now you always, from talking to you before, you always didn't have this positive outlook in life. You went through a stage now that you were actually contemplating suicide. Is
correct.
That correct?
Correct.
Can you briefly fill us in?
Well, that point in my life, I was a very low ebb in my life. Parents had a rough situation. I had a rough time dealing with people, my family, took some narcotics during that time. Didn't really have a strong sense of God, a strong sense of purpose in life. And I started to create my own purpose. I started to do things that benefited me. I didn't care about anybody. Didn't care about my own family. I said, it's me.
It's all about you.
Yeah. And even at the time, I was fulfilling certain things that I wanted. It was just temporarily. And even if something else came, I would go after that. I was like, just like a domesticated animal. Like, if something was this way, I would go that way. If something was that way, I'd go that way.
You know what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people are living now, like wild animals.
Unfortunately, I mean,
chasing
I mean, I don't want to deplete myself as that. But Islam gave me a sense of focus, even the Quran, the very first verses, guide us on the straight way, the straight path, and that path is so fulfilling. It's so, you can't, money can't buy it, you know?
So you have this now contentment now, you have figured out what's the purpose of life, you have structure, You have a system that you follow that's bringing you this peace?
Yes, definitely.
How do you, you also mentioned that you didn't stop there. You still had some doubts in the beginning and you started to investigate even other religions. Tell us about this also.
Yeah, that's correct. Even being a Muslim, I took the witnessing of faith, which is called the Shahada, bear witness that there's only one God, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the messenger of God, who talked about prior messengers, which we believe in the Quran, like Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus. I was still not sold completely on Islam. I mean, there wasn't a stamp of approval that this is the complete religion. So I sought other ways. I looked for other things. Did my own personal research in the Bible, more than even before I was a Christian.
There was some doubt still lingering, like why all these other religions, why? So you wanted to get some confirmation, a peace of mind?
Right. So okay. I went to various synagogues, churches, went to a Native American center, went to a Buddhist temple, Hindu temple, even the Baha'i temple. But when I saw those things, I said, Islam is the most rational. One God, you know, one God. So I had to do my research rationally. It was just a belief for me. Now, it was something I had to prove to myself to get assurance that this is the right, not just religion, because the things that Islam talks about, prayer, charity, fasting, they're in other religions. So someone can say, I'm Muslim and I'm doing that. But also just the way of life Islam talks about as far as being a way of life, something that I can practice in my life daily and that I can benefit myself first and foremost, and then benefit other people. And that's what Islam encourages through the Quran and also through Muhammad's life example. Like his wife said, they asked her, how was Muhammad? They said his life was a walking Quran. So that's something I would like to follow.
Do you think daily. Every human being should read the Quran?
I believe so. Oh, yes, most definitely.
Why?
But not just read it, but try to think about it. Like God says in the Quran, like if this book was from other than him, there'll be differences in it. There'll be discrepancies. There'll be things that are not right with it. But the book has proven itself that there's no differences. There's no differentiations. There's no congruities with it. There's coincides with nature, coincides with science, coincides with everyday realities, human conditions, and it's a great book.
It's an instruction manual on how a human being should live his life.
Correct.
And we should understand that there are a lot of things that we just can't figure out on our own. We need God's guidance.
Almost definitely.
Are the benefits now, not just in this life, but what is your goal now if you strive to submit, to surrender in peace to your Creator? What has He promised you?
Well, basically, I guess at an individual level, He's promised eternal bliss, eternal paradise. I think personally, though, here and now, people can say, okay, that's fine. But what about here and now? We have so many problems here. Islam does not shy away from that. Islam says, to help your environment, to help the living conditions of the poor people, of racism, of sexism, of inequalities that are present every day all over the world, not just in America or any other country. So Islam also tries to bring peace here now, not through terrorism, not through bombs, not through extremism. These have no place in Islam, just only through following peacefully the will of God in your life and then sharing it with other people. Because a Muslim is supposed to share and care and not to coerce others to follow that.
Tell us, for anybody that is listening to you, he can connect with your story. What advice do you want to give to somebody who has realized that, listen, I don't have all the answers. I need God's help. But you know what? There's so much confusion out there. Every religion saying that it's the way, it is correct. How does somebody know and confirm that this is indeed a way of life, the way of life from the Creator of the heavens and the earth? What advice can you give someone to stimulate them, their mind, to investigate this further?
I think basically the person should understand that their life does have a purpose. If they're thinking about suicide, if they're thinking about why are things so rough for me? Why am I having problems? I just want to get rid of this. Taking your life is not an example. Taking your life is the wrong thing, which I was thinking about before I even found Islam. I was like, there's no point in all this. What's the point of everything? I think being a Muslim has helped me to realize that my life has value. I'm here for a purpose, mainly to pay homage to my Creator and to help myself and the people around us, because we're all in the same earth together, and we should try to make this world a better place. And Islam gives that example. And it makes you happy, even if things aren't the best for you. No one said life is fair or easy. Islam understands that. But killing yourself and think, having these thoughts, these are things that Islam denounces, does not encourage, and encourages respect, friendliness, and to live in a peaceful environment, including with the animals, to give to the animals, to give to your environment, nature, not to litter, and to be a model, great human being, yeah. Which I love.
Well, Rob, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to be on the Dean Show, where we're trying to educate the masses on this wonderful way of life. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
No problem, no problem at all.
Jazakallah khairan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I'd like to thank you, the audience, for tuning in every week. And for those of you that have joined us for the first time, I hope you have gotten a benefit and to learn a couple of things. One, that Islam means surrender, submission to the Creator, the one God, alone, and that you worship the Creator, not His creation. And like I say, if you can dig that, then you can dig Islam. And Jesus, we love Him, but He wasn't God. Jesus called people to worship God, and no Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus. So, there are many more things that you can learn, but you got to come to the source, like you've done today. You got to have a humble heart and an open mind. And the main thing is, I tell people that I cannot guide you, no Muslim can guide you. God Almighty is the one that guides. So, prostrate yourself. Pray like Jesus prayed. Put your face on the ground and ask Him, guide me. Guide me, O Creator of the heavens and the earth. And start to search. Have an open mind, a humble heart, and the truth is there. It's one. Just like there is one God, there is one human race, and there is one way to get to this Creator and to attain His satisfaction, to be successful in this life and in the hereafter. Paradise is a great reward. And we are struggling and we're striving. And it would be a waste of a person's life if tomorrow you die and you didn't find out what your purpose is. So, with that said, we can go on and on, but we have plenty of topics that we like to cover on the Dean Show. You can go on thedeanshow.com, check out our video section, check out our other shows. Email me with any suggestions, comments. I'd like to thank you again for tuning in and giving all your support. Alhamdulillah that we've continued this long. And inshallah, we're going to continue to bring you a new show every week on the Dean Show. We'll see you again. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.